Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, what is up, everyone? Good to have you aboard with us on a Friday night in the nation's capital and beyond, right here on the fan and radio.com. Another Friday night with the Hawk.
So good to see you.
And merely me, the rooster. Nobody likes me. Everybody hates me.
I was treated to some of your cooking.
Yes.
Today, that I've heard so much about.
Smoked barbecue ribs that I can't eat. Absolutely. On the green egg. I cannot eat, just for my friends at EMP 180.
That was so thoughtful of you to bring that in.
I can eat the vegetables. I smoked up some broccoli and some mushrooms and some onions.
Not even a quarter as much fun as the actual meat.
But you thought it was not too spicy, right?
I went for a second.
I love it. I mean, I like spicy food. I got to say this. That made me so happy to get your endorsement and to get Landfill's endorsement.
Aww.
I mean, it just meant the world
to
me.
It was so good.
Meant the world to me.
I had no doubt you were an awesome cook. I just hadn't had a chance to actually taste anything you had made.
I appreciate it. It means, again, the world to me. It's been a tough day for the old rooster in a lot of ways. It was not an easy day to be me.
Aww.
I don't think it's going to be an easy weekend. That's okay. That's part of this. But the bottom line is that made me happy. There's little victories in life that mean something to you, right? To get the endorsement of my friend, colleague, partner, and somebody I enjoy very much working with, Aaron Hawksworth, on my smoked ribs, to get Landfill's endorsement. I mean, listen.
He tries a lot of different food.
He tries a lot of different food. Some of it is not of the highest quality. Some of it is. He doesn't usually spare expense, but the fact that he loved it right away.
What was his endorsement?
He was like, oh, man, Joe, this is good. Oh, this is great.
It really was.
Good or whatever. Like, he was into it.
I kind of want more.
He was into it. You can have it. You can have it. Because they're not exactly EMP friendly. Like, you can have protein, but you're not supposed to have, like, pretty fatty protein.
It's lean protein.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Egg whites,
like, I'm supposed to have, like, grilled chicken breast and egg. Yeah, exactly. I'm allowed to have, like, hard-boiled eggs.
Okay.
Not six of them. Like in an egg salad type thing.
Yeah.
Like two at, you know, like for a snack or whatever at the end of the night. You know, you're doing a lot of the keto, right? So you can eat more protein.
Mine's higher fat, moderate protein, low carb.
Right. But you.
Yours is
don't
low
have
fat,
to,
low carb.
Yeah. You don't have to necessarily strictly measure your fat, right?
I think if you want to be beneficial on the diet, I don't know. I mean, there's different theories on that part, but I try to not go overboard on the fat, but you need enough fat to, because your body starts using fat as energy instead of glucose, which your body normally uses.
Right, absolutely. PJ Elliott is on the other side of the glass. He'll join us throughout the night, thanks to Earl Forsey. I love Earl's little nickname for me.
I loved it too.
Chief of cheap ground beef. I like it.
And it's so funny he said that, because I haven't probably cooked ground beef in years.
I also like this.
And I thought of you when I cooked it today.
How great is this, right?
Ground beef and broccoli, and I thought of rooster the whole time.
You loved my ribs, and you thought of me earlier today while cooking ground beef.
You always look for it on sale. I know this about you. And I was thinking,
it's been a while since I bought
it. I don't know if that was on sale when I bought it, so I'm a little disappointed in myself. Uh-huh. But B, I was just hoping I made my ground beef as good as you make yours.
So you don't know what you paid for it, ultimately, right?
Which is a shame, and now I will be paying attention.
Okay, you need to. Yeah. You need to make sure you get the lowest fat to beef ratio that you can for the best price.
Okay. It's
a
rooster way.
I would say like a 90 to 10 ratio is ideal.
I did 85%.
85-15 is pretty good. 90-10 is ideal. I wouldn't really do the 93-7. I certainly would. I've seen 96-4. I mean, at that point, you might as well just eat cardboard, right? I mean, you got to have some fat. You got to have something to bind the meat together.
I can actually eat fat on my diet. So I thought the 96 or 5 or whatever the heck it was fine.
There you go. All right,
or 85.
We're going to talk about food later on because we're in a world that is surrounded by food. I mean, I'm staring at a Papa John's pizza box that somehow landfill left behind.
That's a tease.
But we're going to get into all of that coming up later on. But we do have a lot, actually, to get into hardcore sports. And, of course, there's some politics and some societal issues. And, well, as everybody knows, as everybody that's been listening to the radio station, we're going to get to the Bryce Harper stuff and some fun stories later on, and Jim Zorn and NBA All-Star break and the Caps and all that stuff. We're going to get to that later on. We're with you until 10 right here on thefanandradio.com. If you want to hop in, it's 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. But we start with the Colin Kaepernick and Eric Reid news. I kind of sensed this was coming, right? Eric Reid caught on with the Carolina Panthers, played well enough despite some rumors and some allegations that he was being unfairly treated in terms of the random drug testing program, the NFL. The NFLPA said, no, that's not happening. Right. We can prove that it's not happening, all this stuff. And then today, at about 2 o'clock, Kaepernick's agent or lawyer, I'm sorry, along with the NFL at the right about the same time, and then the NFLPA joined the fray, all released statements saying that there's been a confidential settlement reached for both Colin Kaepernick and as well for Eric Reid in their collusion case. Now, again, everybody knows this by now, but if you're just hopping in your car at 6:30 for whatever reason, you were at work late and you just haven't been paying attention, right. We don't know the settlement. We don't know the numbers. We don't know the details.
They're
There's
not
no quotes
allowed
from
to talk about
exactly.
It. Everything is confidential.
I'm sure something will leak at some point, and there's already, as you heard
I hope
Earl
it does,
mention,
because I'm curious.
Right. Earl mentioned, and there's speculation from a guy, Mike Freeman, who's a longtime NFL journalist, right, for Bleacher Report.
Great follow. That,
exactly. That owners are speculating. Owners, I believe it is, or executives, I should say. I believe it's executives
who
more than
could
owners.
Could possibly have some insight
Absolutely,
into the situation.
Are speculating that the settlement could have been in the neighborhood of $60 to $80 million. Does any of this... Again, I don't want to say that's the number because we don't know. But let's just be smart about things and use common sense and say it's probably north of $20 million. And when you combine both guys settling, and of course Kaepernick was hurt more by this situation, certainly than Eric Reid. Eric Reid played longer, and Eric Reid caught on faster than Colin Kaepernick.
Right.
And now has signed a multi-year extension in Carolina. If I said the number was, say, $30 million, for argument's sake, between the two guys, with Kaepernick getting more of that share of the $30 million, say he gets 65% of it, just for argument's sake, would that surprise you?
Not at all. Not at all, because wasn't he due to make $126 million and he only made about 40 of that?
That was the original written contract, the way it was structured. And again, we know contracts are kind of phony baloney.
About 54 of that, from what I read, was supposed to be guaranteed, and he didn't get all of that.
Right, but not fully guaranteed, which is, there's a difference. There's again, roster guarantees, meaning you have to be on the roster.
But,
so
mean,
when Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch took over, they cut him.
He was probably looking to claim somewhere between, I would say, around... $50 million, I would say, at least that amount he was asking.
Yeah, I would probably venture to guess that in order to settle, he probably got a minimum of $25 million.
Exactly.
Is that fair?
Exactly. And that's why I don't think it would be surprising if the 60 to 80 was accurate, because I would think if he's going to settle, which he's got to think there's going to be a little backlash if you're going to settle.
Right.
You better be getting paid, which I think he wanted to get paid all along.
Yes. Well, see, this is what I wanted to bring up. And I guess this is what we'll throw out to you guys at 800-636-1067. There was a lot of surprise on Twitter. I saw a lot of people in the NFL community, people like Michael David Smith, who writes for Pro Football Talk, that were like, I'm stunned Colin Kaepernick took a settlement. I'm stunned that he would basically sell out. We've seen now Larry Johnson, former Redskin running back, former Chiefs great, and we're going to play the audio for you via TMZ, talk about Colin Kaepernick being a sellout. People seem to be surprised that Colin Kaepernick sold out, quote-unquote, to use that term.
Well, he was supposed to be a crusader.
Right?
This was supposed to be a civil rights thing.
Yes. You said, right, just a moment ago, you're not that surprised, right? I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, right? Right? But,
no,
but you're
I wasn't.
Not that surprised.
When I first found out, I wasn't surprised
I'm not shocked at all. At all.
I was like, when I first heard about it, I thought, okay, that makes sense. I guess this day was coming pretty soon.
Why does it make sense? Because you would do that if you were him, or because you thought all along he was in this for the wrong reasons?
The latter.
Okay, why?
I actually, you know what? I didn't know for sure what his reasons mm-hmm. were, but I wasn't surprised because it confirmed my hunch that he wanted money and maybe wasn't doing this because he wanted to be the modern day version of Martin Luther King Jr.
What if he wants money? Because I would assume his spin from his camp at some point
if
is going to be,
if he was doing this for
I
civil rights,
money.
He never would have settled.
What if he says, I wanted money to help as many people as I can, because he's donated a bunch of money to a bunch of different charitable organizations, right?
Fair. Do we know what he's doing with this money?
We don't. But if I was Mark Garagos, his lawyer, and if I was his handlers, if I was Colin Kaepernick, anybody speaking on his behalf, whether it be leaking reports, whether it be on the record, whether it be Colin Kaepernick sitting down and doing a 60-minute interview, whatever the case might be, the first thing I would say is the reason why I settled for whatever money, I can't disclose the terms, it's a significant amount of money. The reason why I settled was to help as many people as I possibly can, because money speaks. Is that fair? Does that hold water?
The problem is that he can't talk about any of this. All of this is probably confidential.
Right.
I don't think he can no longer bash the NFL.
Yes.
He can no longer talk about this situation. Therefore, I got to think it's kind of the wrong reasons, because why did you do this in the first place?
Well, again, the only reason that I bring this up is because that's what I see the spin being, because people like you, myself, and I assume others are going to say Colin Kaepernick sold out.
Right.
For the Larry Johnson, we mentioned, we're going to play that audio coming up later on via TMZ. People are going to believe, wait a second, Colin Kaepernick was supposed to be a martyr. He was supposed to be a representative.
It's almost like when you hear he's settled, you want to shake your head like, oh,
right.
man,
right.
really?
Right. He was supposed
like
to
you
be.
Did that?
He got in bed, essentially, with the NFL. And the NFL had a lot to protect here, right?
The NFL lost because they had to pay
yes.
him. But still, they kind of won because he can't talk about it or do anything anymore.
Assuming that they signed correctly, I'm sure they did, right? An ironclad guarantee that he doesn't talk.
I assume there's some kind of confidentiality that, like,
oh, yeah.
here's your money. You no longer discuss any of this.
They said very clearly. Now, that doesn't stop anybody from leaking information, right?
Oh, no. I guess that could happen.
I mean, nobody can say Colin Kaepernick, quote.
So you mean he can feed it to someone who can then tell
everyone? I mean, I don't know how these deals of this accord are struck.
It would be in his best interest almost at this point to not say anything.
To not say anything.
If we find out
right?
he didn't even get that much money, or what if it's not even 60 or 80 million?
Yeah.
It's like,
I
dang.
I don't know.
But I'm assuming he did, but still, It doesn't mean as much if he's going to continue to be a crusader. It doesn't mean as much coming from someone else. Oh, Colin Kaepernick said this about this.
But can you be? But again, I'll go back to my original question. Can he still be a crusader, a quote unquote crusader or a martyr in this particular racial injustice?
I think he loses credibility now.
Injustice.
He loses credibility because he took this.
Just because he took the money. Again, what if he goes out and however it gets disseminated, however he chooses to disseminate this information, and donates $5 million to 10 different charities?
That would make the situation better. But, I mean, would Rosa Parks and MLK have done this? I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I also think it's a completely different time and era and society.
I agree, but I guess I have to see what he does with the money.
Right now, you think he's essentially a sellout, right? Is that fair?
Yes.
I don't want to put words in your mouth, because I think essentially the same thing. I think all along, Colin Kaepernick, from the start, could have raised the profile, could have raised social injustice, could have raised attention and money and focus for racial injustice and police brutality without protesting the national anthem. He chose to do that. He chose to put himself in the spotlight, in the limelight, in the line of fire.
Yes.
He did not choose for everybody to take sides, but he chose the original path.
Right.
He knew if he thought about it, but he probably did not think long and hard about it.
I'm curious to know what our listeners who supported Kaepernick and thought he was a hero and a crusader, have you changed your tune now that he settled?
Right. Is he a sellout? Is he a sellout, yes or no? Let's start with that. 800-636-1067. The lines are jumping right away. We got all the lines lined up. We'll get to you right away. It is overtime on a Friday night. That's how we start, along with ABC7's Erin Hawksworth and 106.7 The Fan's Erin Hawksworth. Don't forget about that. She's with us on a fairly regular basis. I'm merely the Rooster, Chris Russell, PJ Elliott on the other side of the glass, and you on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener lines right here, overtime on The Fan and Radio.com. All right, good to have you aboard with us. It is overtime on The Fan with you until 10, along with Erin Hawksworth. I'm Chris Russell. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. You can always listen anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
I am so excited about the phone lines right
now. Absolutely. They are burning up, so let's get right out to you. Is Colin Kaepernick and, by extension, Eric Reid a sellout for taking the settlement? We don't know the terms. We don't know what exactly happened. We do know this, that there was a report earlier, I guess yesterday, because I talked about it last night, by The Athletic, that Kaepernick turned down $20 million or asked for $20 million from the new football league, the AAF.
Oh, yeah.
And then Darren Rovell, now of some gambling site, Action Network or Action Headquarters or whatever it is, said today, oh, wait a second, I'll do one better than that. It was actually more that he was asking for. So maybe Kaepernick was asking for more from the AAF because he knew this settlement was coming, and that would lead to the bigger numbers that we're starting to see. I think Mike Florio put from Pro Football Talk when it first came out, and he was kind of speculating, but clearly he was all over this, saying the NFL has a lot to protect here. He put the over-under, for whatever this is worth, at $49 million, meaning, is it over 50 or is it not? I guess we could certainly talk about what you guys think the settlement specifically for Kaepernick is. Again, with Eric Reid, he's got a job and he, oh, by the way, got a contract extension.
Well, his name was never, linked to it. I mean, it was linked to it, but Colin Kaepernick's name was attached to it on a much bigger scale.
And, oh, by the way, Colin Kaepernick is still out of the NFL, whereas, again, Eric Reid
is
still
not.
Plus, coming up next hour, I want to get to an ideal perfect team for Colin Kaepernick if this paves the way, now that the collusion case is done, for him to come back to the NFL. Let's get out to the phones, 800-636-1067. We'll ask you guys to be as short as possible so we can run through as many calls as we possibly can. 800-636-1067. Let's get to Jack in Damascus, first up in the leadoff spot on The Fan. Jack, how are you?
Hey, Jack.
I'm good. How are you guys?
Thanks for taking my call. What's going on, man?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, I think he made a business decision a while ago that he was not going to play football again, right? Like, if he goes out there and he just sucks, does that take the focus away from his message and all that? I think he saw the money he could make there. He knew he wasn't going to get a good chance with football again. And even if he did, he might stink. And I think he bet on the guaranteed money rather than betting on himself.
Yeah, and I mean, it's hard to blame him, right? If he knew through his lawyer that he was going to get 35, 40, 45 billion, whatever it is, right? I got to be honest with you. Why would I bet on my – I mean, if you told me, right, that somebody would be willing to pay me $5 million to retire from radio and never speak on Twitter or on radio or on TV again, or bet on myself that I'll make that kind of money, guess what my dumbass is doing? I'm retiring tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm confident. I'm bold, Jack, but I'm not dumb.
Yeah.
And it sounds like that's basically what you thought he probably waived.
So do you think he's a sellout, though?
See, I don't know if he's a sellout. I don't think he's a hero, for sure. I never thought he was a hero, but I don't think he's this martyr everyone's trying to paint him as either, right? Because he's trying to be a martyr. I think the spirit of it is just different than what's actually happening.
That's fair. Good call, Jack. Appreciate it.
Thanks for
getting in first in the leadoff spot. Let's go to Justin in D.C. on The Fan. Justin, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good, Justin. What's going on?
Not much. I just wanted to say I don't think he's a sellout by any means. I think people are starting to confuse the taking a knee with the collusion case. These are two totally different things, and the collusion case was always about money and an admission of guilt from the NFL that they wanted Colin Kaepernick out of the league because he took a knee. We have the evidence of both of those things now. I think it's a big win for Kaepernick.
Right, but the taking the knee is what led to the collusion. I mean, it's clear that the NFL did wrong here, right? Because otherwise you wouldn't settle. If they felt they did absolutely nothing wrong and nothing to hide, they would not have settled. So it's clear that the NFL
is essentially
admitting guilt. It's like pleading no contest, right? You're not pleading guilty, you're not pleading innocent, but you're saying, well, I'm pleading no contest, which is a legal, basically. In this case, it's agreeing to a settlement. And again, we don't know the terms. Whatever the terms are, essentially, by you paying $1 to Colin Kaepernick, you're saying, hey, we did something wrong.
To prevent you from playing, essentially, because of the kneeling.
Exactly. So, but we can't say that the taking of the knee didn't lead to the collusion, right? Or the main issue that we're discussing now, correct?
Yeah.
Justin?
Well, I guess what I'm saying is, The collusion case was always about money.
Yes.
Taking a knee was not about money. The collusion case was always about money. If he got 60 to 80 million, that's a great win. You don't have to go to trial. Odds are winning at trial would have been tough. I think this is a great day for Kaepernick, and it's a bad look for the NFL, and that's why they waited till 2 weeks after the Super Bowl to settle.
It's a fair way to look at it that I guess you kind of separate it. I guess I would just say is how we got here is because of the taking of the knee. I understand he's not getting paid because he took a knee and because of the stance that he took. He's getting paid because he was evidently, and again, I guess legally precluded from working in the NFL, even though I'm not sure how that's possible when the Seattle Seahawks brought him in for a visit, when the Baltimore Ravens reached out to him and tried to arrange a visit, and then his girlfriend went on and blasted NFL owners.
Well, there's also the belief that his career was waning,
right,
and that he wasn't up playing like he used to, and
absolutely,
that he wasn't as good as he used to be. But if you compare, I mean, RG3 got another chance.
I mean,
there's also a lot of quarterbacks who take some time out and also come back after not being in the league for a little while. It has been done. So it is a little head scratching that nobody signed him even as a backup.
Here's the problem. There's no other, even you mentioned Robert Griffin III, right? He came with a lot of baggage to Baltimore, or to Cleveland, I should say, directly to Cleveland from Washington, right? He didn't have anywhere near the baggage, quite honestly, that Colin Kaepernick had. And this has been my argument all along. You know this. I know this. You've covered the Cowboys. You've covered the Redskins. You've covered the Seahawks as well, right?
Right.
You've been in several different locker rooms. If you sign Colin Kaepernick as a quarterback, and I'm not saying it was backup, possible start, whatever, but for the most part, he would be a backup likely quarterback, right?
Mm-hmm.
You are bringing not the circus, you are bringing the circus, and you are bringing the entire world into your building, for lack of a better. You are bringing an absolute zoo, a circus and a zoo. Let's put it that way. Many teams may want to not deal with
Absolutely. The distraction.
I don't think they would want to do it for their starter. Never mind their backup.
Yeah.
I don't think they would want to do it for anyone. Never mind a backup quarterback. Who then, if they sign him, Aaron, if they sign him, what happens if they then say, yeah, you know what? This guy isn't good. He's just not good.
And then they have to put up with all
yes.
of the media attention
yes.
that's going to come with it.
Then they look bad for cutting him. This is what nobody has been able to say all along in this process. Why? And this is why I've steadfastly said, if I was an NFL team, sorry, I respect what he has tried to bring to light, but I would not be willing to bring this into my building if I was running an NFL team, because I know how it works. I know the zoo. I know the circus. I know what you're inviting. I know the controversy. I know the media. I know how the fans, I know Twitter. I know all of that. It is a disaster.
Is there any amount of talent that you would be willing to deal with that for? if it's Tom Brady.
I mean, you know, the closest thing right now, talent-wise, that you would be bringing in, and it's not even close, is Antonio Brown, right? I mean, Antonio Brown brings, like, a lot of controversy and a lot of, like, angst with him.
Right.
But Antonio Brown compared to Colin Kaepernick
is, like... the circus is going to be much smaller.
Right.
Let's say, just for an example, I'm just using this as an example, the Redskins were to sign Kaepernick, we wouldn't even be able to move in that locker room. There would be so much media outflow out the building. Ridiculous.
You'd be parking in Jack Gruden's favorite hangout, one Loudon.
And walking
to Redskins Park to cover that story. 800-636-1067.
Why you gotta throw Jack Gruden into there?
Sorry, that was a little cheap
Poor
shot.
Poor guy.
I'm a insensitive
bastard. Jack.
I like Jack, too. I'm sorry, Jack. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Is Colin Kaepernick a sellout? Yes, no. How do you feel about this whole settlement? Granted, we don't know the details. More of your calls, more of your reaction, along with Aaron Hawksworth. I'm Chris Russell. Good to have you aboard with us on a Friday night on Overtime on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.